This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Buck 55. The Saints, who are 6-2, have given up a buck 55. The Vikings have given up 20 fewer than either of those couple of teams. And they are one of the best defenses in all the NFL. Redskins win if, Redskins lose if. That is the question we've got for you. We will open up the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines for you right now at 800-636-1067. Give us a shout. How do the Redskins beat the Vikings? Why might they lose to the Vikings? Danny, let's go Redskins win if first.
This, the euphoria and excitement of winning a game the way that the Redskins did this past weekend in Seattle, which still, again, should not be under-talked about. That was amazing. I'm now left as I'm analyzing this game and looking at the Minnesota Vikings. They've got a defense that may be every bit as good, if not better, than the Seattle Seahawks. Now you're at home. You're not in that stupid stadium where the noise is artificial.
This is just my opinion. I think they're decidedly better than the Seattle Seahawks. I don't think that's a debate.
They're really good. The numbers will tell you that they're really good. The players will tell you that they're really good. You don't do much against them. I'm left doing the same thing I was doing last week, and that's even with some people back. What the hell do you call? What's going to work? What can you, if you're Jay Gruden, looking at that laminated play sheet with that look of disbelief on your face every once in a while, look down at that sheet and whisper into Kirk Cousins' ear, all right, let's run this because this will be effective.
If you've got Jordan Reed and Jamison Crowder, I feel less like that.
There's a little bit more that might work, but that there's your answer, right?
But you're
there.
Not going to have a field day, right? You're not going to go throw for 330.
What, are you going to run it?
Rack up 500 yards. That's not going to happen. Minnesota's the number two defense in the league. They're number three against the run. They're number three against the pass. I know going into this game, the Redskins have no chance to run the ball. None. So it's got to be the short passing game. Redskins win if, that is the question, 800-636-1067. The Redskins win if they can protect Kirk Cousins and avoid turnovers. Those two things. First, on the protection of Kirk Cousins. Minnesota is eighth in the league sacks per pass attempt, and they have a bevy of guys who can get to the quarterback. They have one superstar in Everson Griffin, who's got double-digit sacks this year with 10. He is one of the best pass rushers in football. He is their right defensive end.
He is listed as questionable, as far as I know, so I bet he plays.
Everson Griffin did not practice yesterday for the second straight day.
Right.
If Everson Griffin doesn't practice today, there is a chance he won't play.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really know what his status is. You're right, he's questionable. But it's very rare that guys who are feeling okay don't practice all week. So if he doesn't practice Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, I would say it's less likely than not that he does play at that point. Today is big to get an update on him. But if he does not go, their pass rush gets a lot worse. They still have Daniil Hunter, who is good. Linval Joseph, the former Giant we know.
Bad man.
Beating people up in the middle of the pocket. Tom Johnson, who's a big defensive tackle who can play some nose.
I love also their linebackers.
Good player. Their linebackers are great, but I'm thinking more just pocket collapsing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everson Griffin, former fourth-round pick, who is one of the best in the league. If he can't go, you got a better chance to protect Kirk Cousins. If you keep Kirk Cousins upright and give him time, it means you're less likely to throw picks. You're less likely to have those sack fumbles that have killed him in the pocket. They almost had one go for a touchdown against him against Seattle that would have cost him that game. You have to protect Cousins and not turn the ball over. The Redskins have lost more fumbles than any other team in the league this year.
Yeah,
that's not a quarterback problem where you're not seeing something. That's not a wide receiver problem batting a ball into the air.
That's an everybody thing.
That is a ball security. We're not focusing enough on it during the week, or we don't value the football enough thing. You can't lead the league in lost fumbles and expect to be a good team. That's never happened before. So for me, it's about ball security and the protection of Cousins.
So for me, I'm basically going in with the attitude, and it's defeatist, but whatever. I don't have to strap up and play the game, that you can't do anything offensively. That's how I went into Seattle, and it played out that way. You couldn't do much offensively, notwithstanding that last amazing drive of four plays down the field
but
in less than 30
seconds.
But do you
feel that way? If they have Brandon Scherff at guard, and they have, let's say they get
Ty Nsekhe
at left tackle, which I still don't think that's going to happen, but maybe. Let's say Nsekhe at left tackle, Brandon Scherff at guard, and you've got Crowder and Reed back. You can't say they can't do anything offensively, and their offense just isn't good, which is ranked pretty highly.
Yeah, I can't say that because that's how I feel. I don't think you can do anything against this unit because they're going to try to run.
Well, then you're just not a good team.
Well, they're not a good offense right now. They can't do anything against a good defense like this because they're going to try to run the ball, and Chris Russell will be happy when they commit to the run and get and be in second and 10 every time. You can't go down the field, I don't think, against Xavier Rhodes, Harrison Smith, and company. Trey Waynes is pretty damn good as well. They've got a great secondary. They're good at all levels on defense. I don't think you have the thing that it would take to test this defense. If you had DeSean Jackson or Terrell Pryor was what we thought he was, then you could strike the fear of God in them. But they know just the same way that you and I know. Hey, where's the Redskins' bread going to be buttered this week? Probably 86, probably 80. You'll get a couple first downs here and there, but you're going to need points on the board if you're going to compete here. To me, the way to win this game is to do exactly what you did in Seattle. You got to hope Minnesota doesn't play well first. But second, this defense has to be lights out again. I think the defense has to be amazing in this game. And it's not fair to ask, but that's what has to happen to me.
It is crazy how few points they've given up this year. In 16 against the Browns, 16 against the Ravens, 10 against the Packers, 17 against the Bears, 14 against the Lions, 17 against the Bucks, 26 against Pittsburgh, the only time this year they gave up 20 points, and 19 against the Saints. So they've played 8 games, and you've scored higher than the teams one time.
Part of that is good fortune. Part of that is they played some teams that, A, aren't good, B, Aaron Rodgers gets hurt. But the other part is they're good on defense.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really, really good.
I don't think you win with 20. I do think you could win a 27-24 game. I think Minnesota's probably going to be 20-24. The Vikings aren't scoring 30, I don't think.
I think you got to win like a 16-13 kind of game, which is it's the field goal party. Guy Forbath versus Nick Rose. And that's how you – that's I think it's the only way you do it.
I can't see holding them to 13. Maybe.
That's my point. That's why I'm picking Minnesota to win the game.
Yeah. Hunter in Texas. What's up, dude? How are you?
Hey, boys. How are you doing on this Friday? How's Virginia doing? I haven't been home in a while.
Virginia!
I got a pretty good report for you, actually. Virginia's doing all right.
All right.
Well, that's great. I'm down here at Fort Hood, Texas, born and raised in Virginia. Listen to y'all every day on my lunch break. So
appreciate you, dude.
Do a great show. So
thank you, buddy.
Thank you so much. The Redskins are going to win if they can mix it up on offense. You know, it's going to be hard to score points. The game's not going to be won on the offensive side of the ball. And if they're going to score points against this great defense, they're going to have to mix things up. They can't keep throwing screens to Thompson. You think that they're not going to know that's coming? They've got to do a lot of different things on offense and show them things they haven't seen before. And if they're going to lose this game, like we were talking about before, if they can't pressure the quarterback, we have to be lights out on defense like you boys were saying. And without Zach Brown, I don't know if that's going to be possible. But we got the Russell Wilson a lot. It's just you can't game plan for that guy's elusiveness back there when he's scrambling and making plays. But I don't think that they have a Russell Wilson back there in the pocket. So I think if we can get to the quarterback, show them something they haven't seen, I'm going to be back to the chin, boys.
Thanks, buddy. Case Keenum has played really well. He's only turned the ball over on 3 interceptions. And he's just not beating Minnesota with bad decisions. He's also not getting sacked at all. The ball comes out very fast. So that presents problems. But I don't anticipate him shredding you with big-time throws or, to the caller's point, extending the play like Carson Wentz and Russell Wilson, which should benefit Washington. 800-636-1067. I got a couple more notes here on how the Redskins win. Danny does as well. We'll also get into the Redskins lose if, and we'll fill in that blank next. Your calls as they come in on Grant and Danny on the Redskins and the Vikings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.